com. Joining me now live from the South Shore's Morning News, special in-studio guest here, we have Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
A couple of questions I wanted to ask you about. First, for our listeners, yes, distance and disinfectant. We are sitting the proper amount of feet away and everything's been wiped down here this morning. That's why we all smell like Clorox, but so glad you could join us here.
Nice to be here.
During phase two, appreciate that. Couple questions I want to ask you. This was a story we covered when it was an arrest was made with a couple of men that had come up here to Massachusetts, to Brockton, and had what appeared to be a stash of guns and kind of wondered what happened, but now we found out what did happen. A couple of people involved, this Dominic Barshaw, guilty to 9 counts of unlawful possession of a firearm and a number of other charges. What surprised me were these guns. Could you tell our listeners what I'm talking about? Look pretty serious.
Yeah, they were serious firearms and also the 9 firearms, as well as they had 10 counts of unlawful possession of large capacity feeding devices, which allows for quicker feeding of the ammunition into the machines themselves to get the bullets out quicker. These guys came here, or this individual, Barshaw, came here to sell guns. Pure and simple. And they were here to make money. And I really commend people may not understand, because we're always asked questions about what's going on in our community with the firearms, especially in the city of Brockton. And, you know, ATF, the state police, DEA, and the Brockton guys do a tremendous job. And we work really hard to get illegal firearms off. And as a result of that, over the course of the last few years, we've seen our firearm numbers and our firearm shootings and our homicides really go down.
And I saw that one of the weapons they confiscated, an AK-47?
Yeah. Yeah, dangerous stuff. And that's the thing that police officers confront when they're out every day, individuals who are dealing out there, especially with a lot of these weapons would end up in the hands of, say, people who are trafficking in fentanyl and trafficking in carfentanil and very serious drugs, because where there are drugs, there are guns. And that's how people protect their turf. So, you know, I commend the police for doing a great job getting these guns off the street before something happened. But every day is a challenge, and now more than ever for the police.
So Barshaw sentenced to 5 years in prison, state prison.
Yeah, we had asked for him to get 7 to 10. The judge made a determination, given 5 to 5 in a day. That's the judge's decision, and we'll go forward from there.
I want to also ask you about Triad. I know that your office does a lot of work with some of our senior citizens, helping them out in many different ways. And people might see this on different calendars or things that are happening. And I don't think a lot of people really know what Triad is. Explain a little bit.
I mean, Triad is basically Council on Aging. Really getting the seniors getting together and trying to share information, trying to talk to each other, bringing speakers. You know, we work with triads throughout the county. Just yesterday, myself and Sheriff McDonald were on the Marshfield Zoom from the COA, talking about the triad people that were on there and also the things that are going on right now. We talked about scams. We talked about people who are attacking seniors, especially in COVID-19 issue-related scams right now, and how a lot of seniors are being taken advantage of by individuals who are pulling a mixture of old scams, calling up saying your grandkids in custody, and now they're using that in conjunction with COVID-19, saying because of the fact of COVID-19, court won't be open for a week, so unless you come up with X amount of dollars, your grandson, your nephew, your niece, whoever, is going to be in custody for 7 to 10 days. And they're really putting it on our seniors. So I think sharing information, talking about what we're doing is incredibly important, which is what we try to do by working with the COAs throughout our county. You know, I commend, Carol Hamilton, everybody here in Marshfield. They do a great job. We did our Zoom yesterday for Marshfield, and we'll continue to do them throughout the county.
Now, any more update on when the courts are going to be back open for the public? I know I heard some dates before. There was July 1st was one of the dates.
Yeah, the dates are right now. There will be no jury trials in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts until September 8th is the earliest. July 1 is still supposed to be the date of quote-unquote court openings. I don't think that's going to happen. I still think that we're going to be doing our arraignments, our hearings, our restraining order hearings, harassment hearings. All those things will be done telephonically or audiovisually like we've been doing right now. The buildings themselves right now are basically closed to the public. I'm hopeful they'll get up running sooner than later. Our grand jury is going to start up again the next week or two, which is great. It's a necessary prosecutorial tool, and that's starting up very shortly, so I'm very glad to have that.
Great. Thank you very much. That's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. We'll be back with traffic and weather next.